course, we're delighted to be back in Sligo. It's the third time that we've been here in recent years, and we're delighted to be back in the Radisson Hotel. For ourselves as prison officers, there's significant issues coming up at conference today. Unfortunately, overcrowding is back on the agenda again, and we thought we had seen the last of that a number of years ago. However, we have a huge level of overcrowding, certainly in our bigger prisons. So that's a significant issue. Of course, the level of assaults and injury to staff carrying out their daily jobs, that's also of huge importance to prison officers. We feel we're entitled to go to our place of work and come home in the same way. However, that's not the case for a number of prison officers. And then I suppose our third item is regime management plans, which is actually a safe system of work and management's adherence or lack of adherence to that, putting ourselves at risk and, of course, offenders at risk also.
How bad is the overcrowding crisis at the moment, Gabriel, in our prisons?
Well, in some locations, if we're to take the Midlands prison, for instance, we could have up to 40, 50% extra on some landings. So what that means is they're competing for all the services. The services weren't designed around that. So access to visits, access to education, access to work and training, all that obviously is strained when there's far more people in an area that should be there. Meanwhile, back in Lock and House, for instance, or in Shelton Abbey, our open centres, the prison service are not transferring enough prisoners to those locations, and they remain underutilised, which is completely unacceptable, of course.